The rest of the story. Public health officials and environmentalists are calling it the sick building syndrome. It's an encompassing description of the various illnesses suffered by office workers in polluted office environments. And current evidence indicates that about one-third of all American office workers are so suffering. Among the worst of these environmentally malign workplaces has been the Waterside Mall office building in Washington, D.C. They've had a problem there for more than 3 years, since early 87. But the situation reached the breaking point in the autumn of 87 when 27,000 square yards of new carpeting was installed, unleashing a torrent of environmentally related maladies on the workers there. The biological damage from exposure to such a legion of unpronounceable chemicals is often lasting. A number of Waterside workers became so sensitized to some of the chemicals they encountered there that their doctors concluded they could not safely return to work. Worse still, they'd become dizzy and nauseous, would break out in hives, would have difficulty breathing, even when exposed to low levels of the same chemicals elsewhere. Employers promised to do something, but I see that last November, more than 2 years later, the Waterside offices were still, quote, hazardous to your health. How I know is from statements then released by Waterside employers and by government investigators. The Waterside side of the story was, in essence, quote, because indoor air quality is an emerging field, we do not have a scientific baseline for gauging when our facilities might be worse than other buildings, end quote. Well, the investigators were less kind. Their report indicated that those particular employees had always been abused, even before they moved to the new offices at Waterside, that they'd suffered for many years in dirty, overcrowded, poorly maintained working conditions, that this recent situation was hardly surprising, and the report concluded that these nightmarish working conditions ought not merely to be illegal, but they should be unthinkable. And yet, as far as anybody can tell, the problems persist. Studies indicate that more than 30% of the Waterside employees surveyed experienced an increased number of respiratory infections, shortness of breath, aching joints, memory loss. More than half have shorter attention spans and unusual fatigue. More than 60% now have frequent headaches and sinus congestion, eye irritation, persistent drowsiness, and that 80% of the employees in this building developed occupational asthma and allergic alveolitis. Now, there is nowhere near adequate ventilation for the number of employees in this facility. That is much of what ails them. There is nowhere near adequate ventilation in this building. What's this to you? Well, the more workers who call in sick, the more workers' compensation claims that pile up, the more employees who insist on staying home until conditions are improved, the more money it's going to cost you. I mean you, the taxpayer. For you see, the problem workplace is a government organization, a facility of our federal government. The Washington office with the environmentally aggravated rashes and raw throats and respiratory ailments, that Waterside Mall office is the national headquarters of the Environmental Protection Agency. And now you know the rest of the story.